This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, June 4th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, some observations on how Americans are received in China. I just wrapped up more than 2 weeks in China on assignment with U of I journalism students. We'll also get a forecast for the week ahead from AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. Union workers at the nation's largest dry milling factory in Danville have agreed to a new contract after several months of negotiations with Bungie Milling executives. United Steelworkers ratified a three-year agreement over the weekend with St. Louis-based Bungie North America. The workers' previous three-year contract expired March 31st. It was extended through negotiations. Union bargaining chairman Tim Spearing says workers will receive an average raise of 2.25% each year over the next 3 years. Workers will also get a signing bonus and longer access to premium health insurance. A major employer in Danville, meanwhile, is planning layoffs later this month. ThyssenKrupp says 65 employees at its Danville forging operation will be laid off effective June 22nd. A spokesman says the layoffs will affect hourly and supervisory employees who produce heavy-duty forged crankshaft products for the heavy-duty truck market. He says the reduction has no connection to ThyssenKrupp's pending decision on a consolidation between its Danville plant and another facility in Ohio. Cell phone use has steadily increased over the years, and with it, more accidents. Now, Illinois lawmakers say future drivers need to be taught about the dangers of distractions on the road. Krista Kukowski has more.
Several measures passed the General Assembly this year that are intended to decrease accidents caused by teen drivers, including more time driving on a permit and earlier curfews. Add another to that list. This one requires driver's education teachers to inform their students about the consequences of the distractions they might face on the road. Lawmakers say that lesson could prevent them from engaging in activities like texting on cell phones or eating and drinking while driving. But opponents like Republican Mike Bost of Carbondale says it's a useless proposal.
Why in the world should we have to mandate something that is only common sense that an instructor should teach? Your instructor automatically teaches that, you know, you stop at a stop sign. Instructor automatically teaches that the speed limit is the following and you should obey that.
Supporters say increasing education about potential dangers on the road could prevent crashes and save lives. The various proposals are all headed to the governor's desk. I'm Krista Kukowski.
Champaign County board members are set to meet tonight to rehire the embattled supervisor of assessments, only to let him turn in a resignation. The board had delayed a similar action last week against Kurt Diedrich. On May 9th, the board voted to fire Diedrich, citing a string of actions they say were improper. Diedrich sued the county then, saying he wasn't allowed to address the charges. Tonight, the board is scheduled to meet in special session to rehire Diedrich and then have Diedrich resign as part of a settlement. Chicago area transit boosters say a key vote last week would set the stage for a state bailout of the Regional Transit Authority. Gabriel Spitzer has more.
Steve Schlickman says transit advocates are going into this month's legislative overtime with the wind at their backs. Schlickman heads up the Regional Transportation Authority. Last week, the RTA's plan to raise revenue passed the House Mass Transit Committee with bipartisan support.
I think our needs are resonating, and I think the big momentum that comes out of the action in the House Mass Transit Committee, I think, is going to start translating into further support when it gets to the floor and then over to the Senate.
It's unclear, though, whether the funding bill could survive a full House vote, let alone win Senate approval. It would effectively triple the transportation sales tax in the collar counties. Chicago's RTA sales tax would increase from 1% to 1.25%. The bill is paired with RTA reform legislation. It does not address Mass Transit's capital investment needs. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Former President Bill Clinton promoted a message of unity yesterday during his commencement speech at Knox College in Galesburg. Rich Egger was there.
Clinton said research has shown every human being is genetically 99.9% the same. He said people should keep that in mind no matter what political, religious, or other differences they might have.
If you always work on trying to balance the enjoyment of your differences, including vigorous arguments, with the centering power of your common humanity, it is the single most significant thing that you have to do.
Clinton also pointed out the Christian New Testament, the Quran, and Buddhist philosophy all call for people to embrace their differences. A huge crowd gathered on the south lawn of Knox's Old Main for the event. Rich Egger reporting.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Traveling overseas can give Americans a glimpse of their image among the rest of the world. I just completed my first journey to China, and what I found in the last 2 weeks was both a wake-up call and, at times, cause for a good laugh. Last week, I introduced you to Dimitri Daniels. He's a 27-year-old kung fu instructor from Urbana who's trained occasionally near Shaolin Temple ever since the age of 5. Now, travel books tell Westerners that they may get stares, friendly stares, or lilting calls of hello while they're in China, especially in places where they're not often seen. And Daniel says his being an African-American adds another dimension.
All they see are the ones on TV, which they see them stealing and everything like that. So when they meet them, they're like, wow. But what I've noticed is that they don't usually look at you like, oh my God, this person's going to rob me. Pretty much they look at the blacks the same as they do as whites and other foreigners. It's just they're like, the first thing they see, they kind of giggle and they're like, hello.
So Dimitri and I, both of us now minorities, walked down a darkened street in the central Chinatown of Dengfeng during my visit. As we walked past a foot massage parlor, and as an aside, the place looked like it offered no more than foot massages, a group of uniformed young women inside began yelling, even shrieking, wanting us to take pictures with them. Their newfound celebrity, I felt a bit sorry for our interpreter, Daniel Hupp, who just looked on and said no one wants to take pictures of him that badly. It's generally a well-meaning curiosity. China prides itself on its hospitality. People in, say, Beijing or Shanghai are used to seeing non-Asians in their gigantic cosmopolitan cities. But even there, I was approached twice by people smiling and asking where I was from or how I liked the city or how I liked the weather, and I was happy to agree to an impromptu English exercise. I wonder if at least once, if I fumbled with a simple request or just shrugged at a remark, somebody would offer a comment in Chinese that wasn't so kind, knowing it would go over my head. Dimitri, though, has a secret weapon. He speaks Chinese, and he knows when somebody says a word like idiot in plain earshot.
I mean, I think they were talking to me. They were really close to me when they said it, but I didn't turn around and go and see. But it was close enough to make me realize it, like the person was in my ear. But usually, most of the people say, I mean, they either say, oh, look at the old foreigner, or they're like, it's a black person.
I didn't personally hear the term old foreigner, or Lao-ai, though it's apparently as common to hear around Western expats as it is controversial. Some think it's meant to be derogatory, others don't worry about it so much. All Westerners can do is put forth as positive a face as they can. Ma Hong administers Dimitri's Kung Fu Academy, and she says she's impressed by foreign students' work ethic, which may be because they committed time and lots of money to make the trip.
Foreign, especially American students, maybe work harder than those Chinese students, and they will think the practice time here is very precious for them, so they will work harder and spend more time on that.
One of Dimitri's fellow students, a London resident named Peter Hunter, agrees that stereotypes of Americans are best exploded by reality.
Obviously, we thought American may be a little excitable, maybe a little loud, but when he turned up, I mean, he's very, very, very nice guy. He's very centered, very relaxed, very chilled out, but I mean, most people who do kung fu tend to be like that, so it wasn't too much of a problem. But training with him is great as well. It's a different sort of energy having someone from the States who teaches come here.
So perhaps more real-life exposure to Americans beyond the movie or TV screen could dampen the excited reactions over time. That increased face time is a distinct possibility now that China's wide open to Western tourists and business people. For now, we can be thankful that the cries of hello still come with wide smiles.
Bye-bye.
You can read more about my experiences to China and the observations of U of I journalism students who were on the trip and will be putting together a documentary on China and issues facing China and the U.S. on our blog site, the China Blog website. You can access that from our homepage, wyll.uiuc.edu. Look for a chance of rain the next couple of days in our forecast, and by the middle of the week, we'll see warmer temperatures, maybe back into the 90s by Thursday. In the meantime, though, temperatures will range from a high of 66 today in northern sections of Illinois and Indiana to 80 in far southern Indiana. It'll be a mostly sunny day in the south, according to Mike Sola. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly in northeast Illinois and northern and central Indiana. For tonight, in northern sections and in central Indiana, cloudy with a few scattered showers, elsewhere partly cloudy, and overnight lows ranging from 48 in northern Indiana to 60 in the far south. For tomorrow, in eastern Indiana, mostly cloudy, but elsewhere partly sunny, with widely scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, most numerous in eastern Indiana. And tomorrow's highs will range from 63 near Lake Michigan to around 80 again in southern Illinois. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, June 4th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, wyll.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.